Marion Zimmer Bradley's Ancestors of Avalon by Diana L. Paxson. Narrated by Rosalind Landor. Copyright 2004 by the Marion Zimmer Bradley Literary Works Trust and Diana L. Paxson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Viking, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. Morgaine speaks. The people of Avalon bring to their lady their troubles, both great and small. This morning, the druids came to me to say that there has been a rockfall in the passage that leads from their temple to the chamber that holds the Umphalos stone, and they do not know how it is to be repaired. Their numbers here are small now, and most of those who remain are old. So many of those who might have renewed their order were killed in the Saxon Wars, or have gone instead to the monks who tend the Christian chapel that is on that other Avalon. And so they come to me, as they all come to me, those who remain, to tell them what they must do. It has always seemed odd to me that the way to a mystery that is buried so deeply in the earth begins in the Temple of the Sun. But they say that those who first brought the ancient wisdom to these isles, long before the Druids, honored the light above all things. The sight no longer comes to me as it did when I was young, and we fought to bring the goddess back into the world. I know now that she was already here, and always will be. But the Omphalos is the eggstone, the navel of the world, the last man.